Welcome back to Spanning the State. I am Kristen Bry. Brian Noonan is out all week. We wish him well. We miss him. But I was looking for some fun stories or some feel-good stories as we head into Christmas. Obviously, Christmas Eve is tomorrow and Christmas Day on Wednesday. And some of us have not found gifts for our siblings yet. So that is what we are potentially doing after the show today. But any gift I find from my brother will pale in comparison to the gift that this sister gave her other sister, a second chance at a healthier life. So earlier this year, Vicky Ness helped her sister, Jamie Marshall, cure her chronic disease with the gift of a liver transplant at the UW Health Transplant Center, which is the only transplant center in Wisconsin that performs living liver transplant surgeries in adults. And that is exactly what they did. And so they both join us on the phone now. Jamie and Vicky, welcome to Spanning the State.
Great. Thank you for having us on today.
Absolutely. Well, happy holidays. Jamie, let's start with you. So when I read the story, so I have never heard of this before. Maple syrup urine disease. What is that and how does it affect the body?
It is a disorder that I have had, obviously, but it basically, I don't have the enzymes to break down three amino acids. So, there's leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And if leucine is the most important one to look at, and if that gets too high, my body kind of starts shutting down because it's fighting either a virus or an infection. So when I say that, though, I say it usually flares up, and I get a headache, and I get really tired, and I feel off balance. And so those are the initial signs inside that no one else can see. So that's what I deal with, besides whatever else is ailing me at that time.
And you were just a baby, right? It was before they even tested for this for all babies. And so you've lived with this your whole life. And what was the impact as far as what your diet was and how many doctor's appointments that you were doing as you were growing up?
It affected me quite a bit. There was always parties and birthday parties and such, where growing up as a kid, you want to go, but, you know, mom and my dad really educated me on what I can have and what I can't. So that was kind of a downfall. I have a formula mixture that I have to make or had to make. Mm-hmm. And I had to drink a certain amount of that every day. And it tasted horrible from the first time I can remember drinking it to today. So that was awesome getting rid of that.
So then, Vicky, you're the older sister. What was it like growing up having to watch your younger sister go through all of this?
Yeah, it was hard at times. What we did was we tried to kind of see what we were going to eat each night and whether or not Jamie could have certain things. So it was kind of coordinating. Example, like if we had spaghetti, Jamie could only have the noodles and the sauce, no kind of hamburger or meat in with the sauce. So we kind of had to watch meals, and at the same time we coordinated a lot. And that's just what that became our normal growing up.
Yeah. And so then, Jamie, from what I understand, you were living with this from into your adult life. And then in August 2023, things started to kind of take a turn, right?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, maybe a month or two before that, I had told my family and my daughters and my husband, and my mother was here at the time. And I could start feeling things going on, and I couldn't explain it. You know, I'd go and I'd be talking, and then all of a sudden I would lose my train of thought, or, you know, it might come maybe 2 minutes down the line, you know, in conversation, and I'll be like, oh yeah. So, I mean, and it was really hard to kind of figure out what to say. So, I told the family one night at dinner, I said, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it so far. Well, then, August came and I had gone into for just a checkup with my primary doctor, and I asked him about my nails, and, you know, I said, can I now finally, you know, can we take care of this, because I've had some issues with my toes before. So, you know, he goes, well, let's sit here and take a test on your liver and see how it's doing, and we'll go from there. Well, it came back a day later, and the office called me and told me that I indeed had liver disease. So, and then from there, it just kind of progressed, you know.
And so with the option basically being you could either wait for the deceased donor or try to find a match. And so Vicky, when she started to talk to you about potentially exploring being a donor, what was that like both logistically and emotionally?
Well, first of all, the doctors told her that was her only option was a transplant. There was no other options. They had tried everything that they could, and that was the only option left. And I remember one day I was at work and Jamie and I were talking on the phone, and she had asked me, she said, would you consider being a live liver donor? And I was like, oh, wow. I said, yeah, but I don't even know my blood type, my own blood type. So, you know, that has a lot to do with it right there. Yeah. So I had reached out to my provider and just sent them like a my chart and was like, hey, I'm considering, you know, doing this for my sister of being a liver donor. I need to know what my blood type is. And not even a half an hour later, they reached back out on my chart and said that you're A positive. And I had called Jamie right away because that's the one that she needed. And I said, you're never going to believe this, but I'm A positive. And we were just ecstatic from that moment on. Like, I was already a match.
Wow. So then the surgery happened at the end of May, and obviously you're both on the phone with me, so it was a success. And what has life been like for you, Jamie, since the transplant?
It's been up and down. You know, I obviously have more issues with it than Vicky does post-op. With her just being the donor, it was me. I'm starting anew, basically, with what I have from Vicky. But most of all, it's been good. You know, the simple things that everyone sits and eats every day was like open to me for the first time. And you know what was crazy is the next day after I woke up from all the surgery the first time, and they said, can we get you something to eat? And I said, I'll try cereal with milk. And they brought it. It was the best cereal I've ever had.
Yeah, because Jamie, her whole life hasn't been able to have milk. So that was like a treat to her. So cereal with milk.
What is your favorite food now that you like? What has been like the most delicious thing? You're like, oh, this is what that tastes like?
Yeah. Pizza.
Okay.
I have to say pizza. Yeah. And then steak. Steak is up there.
Steak, yep.
Yeah. Anything with ice cream.
Yeah. Also good choice. Good choice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was such, I love this story. I love your love for each other. And obviously the unbelievable success that we've had as far as being able to do this with modern technology. Having a living liver transplant is truly remarkable. And so thank you so much for joining us today, ladies.
Yes, thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Oh, they're gone. All right. That was Jamie Marshall and Vicky Ness, two sisters who gave the gift of health to her sister Jamie by doing a living liver transplant at the UW Health Transplant Center earlier this year. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll wrap things up on Festivus.